vegan side effect, you will have more energy.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Műsoraink sok nyelvet tartalmaznak. Kérjük, tekintse meg itt suprememastertv.com/schedule.
It's good to know that such bodhisattva around, So people who don't practice Kuan Yin method or anything can pray to him. Even just praying sincerely one time, that's merit enough to make an excuse for the erstwhile bodhisattva to save you, to save, you know, whoever.
Yeah. Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulasis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu and Thai. Kama Uye is how are you in Haitian Creole. My name is Madeline. The kind people of Haiti appreciate how you live with our beloved animal friends harmoniously and respectfully. Between the crystal waters of the Caribbean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean lies the Republic of Haiti, a tropical country in the western third of the island of Hispaniola. With a name that means land of the high mountains, Haiti is blessed with breathtaking natural beauty. Its tall mountains are complemented by white sand beaches, as well as rolling hills, rivers, streams, and waterfalls. As one of the most biodiverse countries in the West Indies, Haiti hosts more than 25,000 species of plants and animals, many listed as endangered. To protect their precious habitat, the Haiti National Trust was established and has helped create the country's first private nature reserve. On World Environment Day 2020, the Trust also released the Universal Declaration of Forest and Biodiversity Rights. This states that all forests and the lives within them are entitled to respect and protection from human beings and international organizations. Influenced by ancient Taino, as well as French and African cultures, the spirited Haitians express their identity through dance, music, and art. Traditional dance includes the rhythmic compas and the lively meringue, while the artistic legacies of Haitian painters Hector Hippolyte and Philomène Aubin still live on in greatness today. It was a real privilege to briefly introduce fun-loving Haiti to you, vibrant viewers. May your benevolent way of life bring good influences and blessings to your countries. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worship world owner Huan Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gozi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Awards in 1994, the Mahavir Awards in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day and Honorary Citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Heart, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Fur Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential governments and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Being's Deeds, and the Triad Streams Are Heaven God Rings, Part 8 of 8, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on August 9, 2015, in Roquebrune-Cap-Martin, France.
All right. It's a very touching story, huh?
Yes.
How just a woman, because of love for her mother, has made her become such a great bodhisattva and having a great vow like that. Okay, the division bodies gather. Wow. Division bodies, meaning the manifestation bodies of enlightened persons, yeah? One enlightened person has only one physical body, but many, many, many transcendental bodies. So they can do many things, help many beings, different levels of heavens and earth and hell. Okay, here is about the division bodies of the Bodhisattva Kristigarbha. Yeah, Earth Store Bodhisattva. At that time, the division bodies of Earth Store Bodhisattva began gathering in the palace of Trayastrimsha Heaven from billions of inexpressible, unutterable, immeasurable, ineffable, limitless asamkhyas of worlds. Meaning he's not in one world, but his body manifests in all different, countless, countless, limitless worlds. They came from wherever hells were found. Wow. He specialized in rescuing people in hell. Due to the spiritual powers of the Thus Come One, each came from his own direction and was joined by millions of Nayutas of those who had obtained liberation from the forces of bad karma. All came holding incense and flowers as offering to the Buddha. Those groups that came were irreversible from Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, meaning the highest Bodhi. Yeah. because they had been taught and transformed by Erastor Bodhisattva. For long eons, they had wandered in birth and death, undergoing suffering within the six paths without even temporary respite. Now they had reached levels of sagehood due to the great compassion and deep vows of Erastor Bodhisattva. What a great Bodhisattva, huh? They felt joyful as they arrived at the Trayastrimsha heaven and gazed at the first come one, meaning the Buddha. At that time, it was Shakyamuni Buddha. Their eyes not leaving him for a moment. It means they were non-stop gazing at him. I guess it feels familiar to me, like somebody I know. At that time, the world honored one stretched forth his golden-colored arm and rubbed the crowns of all the division bodies of Erastor Bodhisattva Mahasattva. They gathered from billions of inexpressible, inconceivable, immeasurable, ineffable, limitless asamkayas of worlds. Asamkayas is very, very immeasurable, uncountable, innumerable already. So not to talk about many, many of that. Don't ask me to do that, okay? No rubbing the crown, nothing. This is heaven's story, okay? The Buddha was in heaven. It's not his physical body can do that. Even the physical body, even the Buddha as he was, he could not rub the head of countless asamkhyas and, you know what I mean, a limitless number of beings, okay? The Buddha said, I teach and transform obstinate beings such as these within the evil world of the five turbidities, meaning five obstacles, or troubles, whatever. Yeah? No good anyway. Whatever it is, no good. Causing their minds to be regulated and subdued so they renounce the deviant and return to the proper. But one or two of ten still cling to the bad habits. For them, I again divide into billions of bodies. He himself, Buddha, you know, manifested many bodies. Yeah. Just for two of ten, still clung to the bad habits. Yeah, two of ten, but that's from billions and it's become a lot. Yeah? A lot of beings who are still very stubborn. For them, I again divide into billions of bodies and use numerous additional expedient devices. Those with keen roots will listen and immediately believe. Those with good rewards will respond to exhortation and strive to succeed. Those who are dark and dull will return only after being taught for a long, long, long time. Sounds familiar to me also. Those whose bad karma is heavy fail to show any respect. My division bodies take a cross and liberate all those different kinds of beings. Taking across, meaning across the river and ocean of suffering. Understand? Mm. I may appear in a male body. I may appear in a female body. I may appear in the body of a god or dragon. I may appear in the body of a spirit or ghost. I may appear as a mountain, as a forest, as a stream, as a spring, as a river, as a lake, as a fountain, or as a well in order to benefit people. So walk everywhere with respect. Maybe you encounter a Buddha anytime. I use all these ways to save beings. I may appear in the body of God Chakra. I may appear in the body of Lord Brahma, even as a well, river, mountain. I may appear in the body of a national leader. I may appear in the body of a wheel-turning king. I may appear in the body of a lay person. I may appear in the body of a prime minister. I may appear in the body of an official. I may appear in the body of a bhikshu, a bhikshuni, meaning nun, high monk, high nun, and upasaka, meaning lay person, and upasika, and you know, layman, laywoman, and so forth. To my appearing in the body of a sauhira, an arhat, a patekya Buddha, or a bodhisattva, in order to teach and rescue beings. It is not that I only appear to them in the body of a Buddha. Reflect on how I have toiled for repeated eons and endure acute suffering to take a cross and free stubborn beings who resist being taught and continue to suffer for their offenses. Those not yet subdued undergo retributions according to their karma. If they fall into the evil destinies and are enduring tremendous suffering, then you should remember the gravity of this entrustment I am now giving you here in the palace of the Trayas Trimsha heaven. Find ways to liberate all beings in the Saha world, in our world, from now until the time when Maitreya Buddha comes into the world. Help them escape suffering forever, encounter Buddhas, and receive predictions. Meaning, you know, initiation and then knowing when you become Buddha. Yeah. At that time, all the division bodies of Earth-store Bodhisattva that came from all those worlds merged into one single form. He collected all of his manifested bodies from different directions, different universes, collected them all together in one. Then he wept and said to the Buddha, oh, the Bodhisattva wept. Imagine. We thought the Buddha don't cry, huh? And the Earth-store Bodhisattva wept after he collected all the different bodies to himself, became one single person. Then he wept and said to the Buddha, he cried and said to the Buddha, throughout long eons, I have been receiving the Buddha's guidance, and from that I have developed inconceivable spiritual power and great wisdom. My division bodies, meaning manifestation bodies, or transcendental bodies, different bodies, yeah, filled worlds as many as grains of sand in billions of Ganges rivers. Imagine how many bodies he had. Huh? In each of those worlds, I transform myself into billions of bodies again. You know, first he transformed himself into billions of worlds, as many as Ganges river sands. Imagine, okay? And then from that, you know, limitless sand body transforms also, you know, billions of bodies again. Yeah? So in one transformed body, it transformed into billions of bodies in each different world. Yeah, a lot of work to do. One physical body, but many transformed bodies, many transcendental bodies. And I'm thinking, in the Catholic world, if a Pope manifests himself in two places at one time, then he is a saint. So this Bodhisattva can be called a saint many, many billion times over and over. Huh? Okay, I will tell the Pope, yeah, to make him a saint, Bodhisattva, Earth-store Bodhisattva, make him a saint. Now, each body takes across billions of people, helping them to return respectfully to the triple jewels. It means Buddha, Sangha, Dhamma, okay. Escape birth and death forever and reach the bliss of Nirvana. Even if their good deeds within the Buddha Dhamma amount to just as little as a strand of hair, just a little strand of hair is worthy of merit even, or even a drop of water, a grain of sand, or a mote of dust, I will gradually take them across. Just one little merit, a sand grain, he will use that as an excuse to liberate them gradually. Yeah. And help them gain great benefit. I only hope that the world honored one will not be concerned about beings of the future who have bad karma. Wow, how nice. It means the Buddha can rest. And the Earth-store Bodhisattva will do it all. In that way, he addressed the Buddha three times. Why three times? Huh? Just to make sure the Buddha heard it. I guess it was for the sake of all the assembly, yeah? Because one time maybe somebody heard it. Maybe somebody didn't. Huh? So he repeated it again and again three times. Even though he addressed the Buddha, but everyone should hear it. You see what I mean? Yes. Yeah. Not because the Buddha couldn't hear one time.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. I only hope that the world honored one will not be concerned about beings of the future who have bad karma. At that time, the Buddha praised Erstor Bodhisattva and said, "Excellent, excellent, excellent. I will help you in this work you so willingly undertake. When the vast vows that you keep making throughout so many eons are fulfilled and all those beings have been saved, then I will certify your ultimate Bodhi." It means probably never. Huh? How can Erstor Bodhisattva ever finish his job? I don't know. Maybe he will. At that time, then the Buddha said he will bless him to be a Buddha. You know? Graduate Buddhahood. Well, we pray that he can do that soon. Hmm? But he's done it so countless eons of times already. Suffered so much for all beings. Okay, huh? I think we go now.
We should really thank the past masters, monks and nuns and scholars who have taken time to record the Buddha's teaching after the master Nirvana, and also for the past and present persons, lay or monks or nuns who have really dedicated themselves, sacrificed their time and precious health or under any difficult situation to translate this so that I can read it to you. And we have to thank them. And may they be blessed forever by all the Buddhas, past, present, and future. May their merit be immense. May they be liberated forever. Thank you.
It's good to know there are such Bodhisattva around. Hmm? So people who don't practice Kuan Yin method or anything can pray to him. Even just praying sincerely one time, that's merit enough to make an excuse for the Erstor Bodhisattva to save you, to save, you know, whoever. Yeah. Thank God, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, see you later. You have a good appetite, okay?
Thank you.
I'm just being careful, okay? Because here the ground sometimes is not very flat. Yeah. And I'm wearing this kind of spiritual weapon. I'm just being careful, all right? If I wear flat shoes, I'm okay. I'm not used to it. Before I was walking fine, remember? Other retreats, even higher spiritual weapon, I still can walk around. Just this time, I'm not used to it because I've been in the mountains and caves too long. I didn't wear this kind of thing for a long time already. Yeah? Long, long time. Years. So now I begin to learn to walk again with high heels. Yeah. Maybe one day I'll be able to get rid of them. Yeah?
Doing well, man.
Elegant. Elegant. So you don't have family except your grandma?
No family.
Oh, wow.
Three.
You have a lot of family here, huh?
Yes,
Big family. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Everything okay here?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Master.
You cool? Single?
A little bit.
Thanks for watching. Cute. Thanks to all of you, okay? See you later, perhaps, yeah?
Yes.
I need to take a break, yeah? A little rest, and maybe come to you later, okay? Ciao. Ciao. Thank you.
Enlightened viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Beings Deeds, and The Treasure Streams Are Heaven God Rings, Part 8 of 8 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is What We Were Designated For from Marcus Aurelius Meditations, Part 1 of 2 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your love for God guide you to the truth.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan side effect. You will live long.